A Syracuse survivor of sexual abuse at the hands of her older brother over a decade ago says the people and services at the McMahon Ryan Child Advocacy Center transformed her life when she came forward just 3 years ago. WAER's Scott Willis reports the center is eligible to apply for state funding, to have a trained forensic interviewer on staff, and to purchase video recording equipment essential for prosecuting child abuse cases.
Katie Bailey shared her story at yesterday's announcement of the funding, and this is how she started.
I am no longer a victim. I was once a victim, but I no longer see myself that way. And I would not be able to see myself or carry myself as a survivor if it weren't for McMahon Ryan.
Bailey has degrees in criminal justice and criminology, which she says have also helped her find her voice as a survivor. But that wasn't always the case.
I lived my high school experience. I was a senior. I was just about to graduate when I came forth because I decided I don't want to be a scared little girl anymore in this grown body. I'm about to go to college. I had this mindset that I want to change my life. In order to do that, in order to pursue my career in criminal justice and criminology, I needed to take care of myself. I needed to conquer the fears that have tormented me for 10 years.
She says luckily she came into a team of people who gave her security to grow. That's where the trained forensic interviewer and others helped her through the process.
I did not just have Detective Clark Ferry, who helped me feel comfortable and safe and secure in an environment to be able to speak of my darkest, worst time of my life. But I also had Maureen, who literally prepared me for what I had to go through, what I went through, full stride, to prosecute my brother James.
Bailey says she was repeatedly abused by her brother from ages 9 to 12. Yesterday was the first time she publicly identified herself as his victim. James Bailey faces 32 years in prison when he's sentenced later this week. Katie Bailey says her days of feeling isolated and avoiding intimate relationships are gone.
I no longer feel the solitude. I feel happy. I feel so fantastic. It's unbelievable. Like, you have no idea how well I feel. It's awesome. I'm able to stay in a relationship now. I can be in a relationship I feel comfortable in. I feel myself. And that's something I thought I wouldn't be able to have.
Scott Willis, WAER News.